Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Counseling in Milan. Today we're here again with Karen Rigotti. Karen Rigotti is a certified professional counselor here in Milan, working with both individuals and couples. She specializes in helping clients navigate challenging periods in their lives, whether professional or personal. Her areas of expertise include cross-cultural relationship issues, work-related conflicts, and life transitions such as marriage and new parenthood. Being the mother of two young girls and having an intercultural family herself, she has a special focus on the unique challenges that new mothers face in a foreign country, ranging from interpersonal dynamics between the couple to parenting issues and beyond. An American originally from Arlington, Virginia, Karen graduated with a degree in psychology from Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. She transferred to San Francisco and then London before moving to Milan in 2008, where she makes her home with her two daughters who were born here. Karen is a member of both the American Counseling Association and ASO Counseling in Italy, holding a master's degree in counseling from the Centro Banane in Milan. You can find all of her contact information in the show notes of this broadcast or on her website at www.karenrigotti.com. Hello and welcome, Karen.
Thanks, Maria. It's nice to be back.
Yes. We were talking about how your family is a bit snowed in on the East Coast, but they're in Milan.
Milan, it's winter, but not snowy, so we can't complain compared to what you are experiencing back in the U.S. So we will we won't keep complaining about the cold temps as long as we're not shoveling snow.
Yeah, I'll go with you on that one. Alrighty, so today we're going to be talking about stress management for teenage girls.
Yes.
What do you have to tell us about stress management for teenage girls?
Today's teenagers really have to handle more stress and pressure than the most previous generations. And recent studies show that actually more than 60% of teenage girls complain that they feel severely stressed. And without proper resources and emotional tools, young women can really find themselves struggling in their daily lives. So it's important to help them identify causes of their stress and then learn some effective ways to manage it.
Yeah. So what are the common sources of stress for today's teen girls?
In general, most teens experience more stress when they perceive a situation as dangerous or difficult or painful, and they don't have the necessary resources to cope. So while there's no doubt that school and the demands of school are some of the major sources of stress for teens, the list of sources really doesn't stop there. Problems with friends, boyfriends, body image issues, excessively negative thoughts, self-esteem worries, family difficulties, which could include separation or parents divorcing, moving, changing schools, taking on too many activities, not getting enough sleep. All of these and more can really contribute to teenage girls becoming overloaded with stress. And when this happens, stress that isn't managed well, it can lead to anxiety, withdrawal from friends and family, and aggression, and even physical illness. And these can lead to a higher use of drug and alcohol abuse. And these are usually ways to cope and self-medicate.
Oh, wow. So aggressive behavior, drugs. Are there any other signs of being too stressed? Maybe something,
you want to count your signs before you reach really such serious levels. But parents are often unaware when their teenager is experiencing really heavy stress or overwhelming feelings of stress. So by tuning in to emotional or behavioral cues, it's important in identifying potential problems and then working with your teen to support them and help them work through the stress that they're experiencing. So you want to catch it earlier. Let's see, some signs to keep an eye out for are having trouble focusing or concentrating, noticing that your teen often feels nervous or anxious, changes in sleeping and eating, either too much or too little, he's sleeping a lot, not sleeping enough, eating all the time, not eating enough, procrastinating, serious procrastinating. All these can be indicators that your teen is feeling overly stressed. Another area to keep an eye on is relationships with both friends and parents. So we know that spending a lot more time with your friends and confiding in your peers is a normal part of growing up. But if you notice that your teen is significantly avoiding you as a parent, or that she is giving up long-time friendships and replacing them with a whole new set of friends, or expressing a lot of hostility toward family members. All of these could indicate that she's experiencing a lot of stress. And while negative behavior, it's not always linked to excessive stress, negative changes in behavior show us that something's wrong. So it's a warning sign regardless. Hmm. Teens so can also... I'm sorry?
I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. I was going to also point out that sometimes teens have excessively negative self-talk, and that is often a sign of stress, such as blanket statements like, no one likes me, I'm stupid, nothing is fun, really sounding hopeless. Those kinds of statements can be a sign that they're really stressed, and it could be something to keep an eye on, a cry for help.
Oh, okay. And so when, if a parent or family member starts to see these sorts of signs, what can they do to help?
Well, awareness is key. Parents ultimately want to know what's going on, and they can't help until they do. So as a parent, you first have to get your daughter to talk to you. Parents should start by empathizing. Go back to how you felt at her age. You may not have dealt with the same life experiences. You probably didn't. Your daughter's living in a different time. But it can still be really helpful if you try and remember what it's like to be in her shoes. You can even think about sharing a particularly difficult experience that you got through at her age. It's important also to point out her strengths. Keep her positive. Teens are faced with huge social pressures at every turn in their lives, the internet, TV, social media. All of these influences cause teens to constantly compare themselves to one another, and they often feel they don't measure up. They usually don't feel they measure up. So your teen may be overwhelmed because she hasn't yet discovered what her natural strengths are, what her abilities are. So by helping her to uncover some of these characteristics, she might feel more capable of managing her everyday life. So remind her of something she's good at. For example, if your daughter is a musician, you could tell her how amazed you are at how disciplined she is and how much patience she has to learn a piece. Or if she is committed to community service, you can highlight her giving and compassionate nature. And another thing to keep in mind for parents is to stop parenting at times. And what I mean by that is, when you are able to get your daughter talking to you, just listen. Don't tell her what she did wrong. Don't tell her what she should do. Just really listen to her. And when she's finished talking, you might ask her if she wants any advice or any input. She might not. She might just want you to talk, might want to talk and have you listen. But if she's open to input, try to offer it in a really gentle and not judgmental way.
Yeah, that's really good advice to be able to not try to fix everything, isn't it? As a parent,
right.
You want to fix everything, but sometimes you can't, and they just really need a sounding board.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So, what else could a teen learn to do to manage and decrease their stress?
And that's really important, because it's one thing as parents to want to help, but it's important that teens develop these tools to be able to manage some of it on their own, too. And there's lots of ways that teens can exert more control over the stress they're experiencing. beginning with some key areas: exercise, healthy eating, and getting enough sleep. These three areas can't be emphasized enough. Another important tip for teens is to avoid having too much caffeine. It really increases the feelings of anxiety and agitation, and because a lot of teens are sleep-deprived, trying to do everything and cram so much in, they drink a lot of caffeine to keep them going, and actually this is exacerbating exactly the problem of feeling anxious. Some other steps could be in rehearsing or practicing situations which cause stress. For example, if your teen daughter is overly anxious about speaking in class, she could take a class on public speaking to help her gain some confidence. Managing expectations is also very important. The idea that perfection is the goal, no. It's important to learn to feel good about doing a good job, a good enough job, rather than expecting perfection from yourself and others.
Whoops, looks like we lost Karen there. But, I think we're coming down to the end of the episode anyway. So anyway, Karen, if you can hear me, I want to say thanks so much for being with us once again. And for those of you at home listening to us, you can find all of Karen's contact information in the show notes of this broadcast or on her website at www.karenrigotti.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.